The Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow, a version for younger listeners. Come back in time with me now to upstate New York over 200 years ago to a little town called Tarrytown in a little valley called Sleepy Hollow. There the people lead quiet, lazy lives, but they love to tell ghost stories. And their favorite ghost of all, the one they tell about most often, is the Headless Horseman. They say that he was a German soldier back in the Revolutionary War, and his head was swept away by a cannonball. And ever since then, he rises from his grave and rides the countryside on his black horse, looking for his missing head. One day they got a new schoolmaster. His name was Ichabod Crane. And Ichabod Crane was as funny as his name. He had a long, pointy nose and a very flat head. He had arms that hung down from his sleeves like pendulums, and his feet could have been shovels. As he walked along with his elbows flopping, he looked like some scarecrow eloped from a cornfield. People tittered and laughed. Ichabod took over the one-room schoolhouse. Everybody in those days went to school in one building. Little kids, big kids, didn't matter. They all went to school in the same building. Ichabod was not a very good school teacher. He was mean to the kids, unless that child happened to have an older sister or a mother who was a good cook, because Ichabod loved, above all other things, to eat. And after he had eaten his meal, they'd sit around the cozy, crackling fire and tell ghost stories. Ichabod loved the ghost stories. But if he enjoyed them while he was sitting safely in front of a roaring fire, oh, he paid for his pleasures later as he was riding home. Every hill of snow became a sheeted ghost. Every hooting owl became a mournful soul's cry. And by the time he got home, he'd be so scared he would throw himself into bed and pull the covers over his head and put the pillow on top and stay there until morning, at which point he would laugh at his fears. Now, one day, Ichabod Crane fell in love with Katrina Van Tassel, the daughter of the wealthiest farmer in the whole area, old Balthus Van Tassel. Ichabod, he had pictures of himself being married to Katrina and being lord of all those lands, and Katrina making pancakes for him and pouring the syrup with her dainty little hand. Now Katrina smiled at him, and she gave him reason to hope. But there was another one who was courting Katrina, and that was Brom Bones. Brom Bones was a roistering, rollicking, adventurous young man who had a great black horse named Daredevil, and they would ride over the whole countryside, Daredevil and Brom Bones, causing mischief. Brom wasn't really evil or wicked. He just was mischievous. He liked to do pranks. And when he found out that Ichabod Crane was courting Katrina Van Tassel also, he started to play his tricks and pranks on Ichabod. He crept into the schoolhouse one night and turned all the desks upside down. He bought a dog and set it under the window when Ichabod was giving singing lessons, so that when Ichabod was singing, "Oh, the birds in the trees," the dog would howl even worse than Ichabod. "Oh, it all came to a head one autumn night when old Balthus Van Tassel gave a great celebration at his house, and everyone was invited from miles around. Ichabod spent an hour getting ready. He had borrowed a horse from a neighbor. The horse was named Gunpowder, and it had only one working eye, and that eye seemed to be just to squint evilly. Ichabod, riding along on old Gunpowder with his arms flopping and his knees flopping because the horse was so short and his legs were so long that he had to have them up almost to his ears, he looked like some strange seabird flopping along with his hair in the pigtail that men did wear in those days and wearing a three-cornered hat like you've seen in the Revolutionary War pictures. He arrived at Baltus Van Tassel's house. He stationed himself immediately by the food table. There was all kinds of delicious food. There was a Dutch cake called Oerlikoek. There was the doughty doughnut cake. There were peach pies and apple pies and mince pies and cherry pies. There was smoked ham and roast beef. And the tea kettle sent a cloud of steam over everything with a great benevolent smile. Ichabod danced many dances with Katrina while Brom Bones sat glowering in the corner. But then came the time for the ghost stories. Old Man Bauer told about the time that the Headless Horseman had kidnapped him. Oh, yeah. He made me get up behind him on the horse and ride all through the valley, he did. And then just before morning, he throws me off. And he disappears in a clap of lightning. Brom Bones stood up and said, "That's nothing. I saw yon headless horseman, but he was not anything to be afraid of, for I challenged him. I said, I'll race you for a pint of ale. Up the hills and down the hills we raced, me on my daredevil and him on his great black horse. And I would have won, too, for I crossed the bridge by the old church far ahead of him. But as he rode up to the bridge, he disappeared in a flash of lightning, for he can't cross that old bridge." Ichabod stayed late because he had made up his mind that tonight was the night he would propose to Katrina Van Tassel. And I can't tell you exactly what they said to each other, but she must have said no to him, because he came out shortly after, very upset, climbed on Gunpowder, kicked his spurs into the old horse's side, and started off for home. It was the very witching hour of the night as he rode home. The moon sailed in and out of the flying rack of clouds in the cold autumn sky, and Ichabod's path homeward led down into a mist-filled hollow, and right by some of the places in the stories he'd heard that night. There on his right was the old tulip tree. Wasn't that where Old Man Bauer said he had met the headless horseman? And what was that white thing on the tree? Ichabod stilled his heart. It was just a place where lightning had struck and peeled away a bit of the bark, leaving the white heartwood of the tree exposed underneath. But now, as he rode past the tree, a small brook crossed the road, just a chattering little nothing of a brook. But on the other side of that brook, it was as dark as any place he had ever seen. Ichabod dug his heels into the side of that horse to urge it forward into a gallop, but that rotten old horse galloped sideways instead and slammed Ichabod into a fence. Ichabod's heart was in his mouth. He urged the horse the other way, and the horse almost tumbled into the swamp. And while Ichabod was still recovering himself and keeping his seat on the horse, it seemed to him that a darker shadow appeared from the side of the road, a black hulking shape in the already thick darkness under the trees by the brook. Who's there? But no one answered him. Ichabod urged the horse forward, and the horse clopped slowly across the brook and past whatever it was, and Ichabod breathed a sigh of relief, until a noise beside him made him look, and he saw that it was a horseman, and that the horseman was now riding right beside him. Ichabod dug his heels in again. "Come on, go, go!" Gunpowder galloped just a bit faster, but the horseman beside him easily matched his speed. Ichabod pulled on Gunpowder's reins, thinking to let the other horseman get ahead, but the other horseman slowed down also and rode still beside him. Ichabod's mouth was so dry that his tongue stuck to the roof, but even greater was his terror when they rode out from under the trees and into a patch of moonlight, and he could see clearly for the first time that the rider next to him was headless. Where his head should have been, there was nothing, just high shoulders. And in front of him, the horseman carried his head like a glowing pumpkin on his saddle pommel. Ichabod shrieked and kicked Gunpowder with all his might, and that old horse darted forward, galloping fast for the first time in 20 years. The horseman was right behind. Ichabod could feel the hot breath on his shoulder, or so he thought. He urged his own horse into a side path that headed down towards the old church, for didn't Brom Bones say that the chase would stop by the old bridge? Down they plunged. He could hear wicked laughter behind him and galloping hoofs. And then they were at the bottom of the hill, and there was the old covered bridge ahead of him. Ichabod said, "Come, come on!" And across the bridge they clattered with the horse's hooves thundering. And on the other side he pulled up and looked. Would the horseman follow him? The headless horseman was raising himself in his stirrups, and he reared back and threw that glowing head at Ichabod. It struck him in the forehead. He fell to the ground, and he knew no more. The next morning, the people went looking for Ichabod when he didn't show up to open the school. They found Gunpowder. Gunpowder had gone back home. But all they ever found of Ichabod was his hat by the old bridge, and next to it on the ground, a shattered pumpkin. The old people, of course, said that Ichabod had been spirited away by the headless horseman. Some of the young people did ask themselves, well, if that's so, why does Brom Bones break into laughter every time anybody mentions Ichabod, and especially the shattered pumpkin? He has a great black horse named Daredevil, and he loves to play pranks. So I can only leave it up to you, good listener. Was it Brom Bones, and was this his best trick? He certainly did marry Katrina Van Tassel shortly thereafter. Or was Ichabod carried away by the headless horseman?